Hello, friends and neighbors. This is Don Ball from Raleigh, North Carolina, with a report on the ScanJig Pro from ScanJig. You can get that at www.scanjig.com, ScanJig.com, or you can get it from Amazon. In fact, they have a Amazon link button on their page. You can pay for it through PayPal or through your credit card or however you want it, but it ends up being about $46 and some change. The KNFB reader for Android is a great app. I think it's fantastic, but I found it was hard aiming at the text or aiming at a document. You'd get most of it, and that's pretty admirable for the app, but it's not the greatest. It's not the best in the world, but I was looking for a scanner stand of some sort, and I heard about some different ones being modified for the blind and different things, and so I went looking and found the ScanJig. Saw some testimonials from some blind folks, looked at the reviews on Amazon, and I purchased it directly from the website. And so far it's been great, so I like it well enough I wanted to do a podcast on it, so here we go. When you get it, the ScanJig Pro looks like a portable document scanner. Actually, it's got its own little lock and lid, and everything's contained inside the ScanJig. It's like a little box when you get it, so it's easy to slip into a backpack or a laptop bag or whatever. When you open it, you grab the latch from the front and just pull it forward and slide it open, and the back of the thing, when it folds up, becomes your document tray. You scan vertically, and that was something I had to figure out. I was sitting there making all kinds of mistakes with it until I figured out the document bed is the lid of the scanner. That becomes your document tray, and it has a border along the right hand edge and across the bottom, so you can line your documents up on it pretty well. And they give you some document clips. Since this thing reads vertically, any thin paper document or something is apt to sway or bend or move. So they give you some clips in a bag in the front. You get a little bag that's got four peel-off stops so that you can position your phone. I find you don't need those, or I've not. I may get someone to put them on to position my phone better. Plus, you get those two little document clips in that bag. And I just leave that down in the front of my, the bottom of the scanner bed or whatever. Then you have the device tray. You also get a sheet, which I'm going to scan, which tells you all about the ScanJig and how to set it up. Down in the bottom of the ScanJig, you have the document tray, or the device tray. I'll get it right in a minute, which holds your device when you put it in. And you, along the bottom of the tray, right there in the front where your lid closes, you have four little notches, little V-shaped notches, where you can slide the device tray down in. It's just a flat tray, and you get a little shelf in that little bag also that you put on the scanner tray or device tray. I'll get all the terminology right in a minute. You put this little shelf ledge smooth side up on that tray. You poke it into two of the holes that go down the front. I find the third hole from the top works great for my phone, which is a Moto X first generation. I made a modification to this setup. In the first hole at the top, I put a piece of elastic across the between the two holes and tied it in the back, so that I can pull out on that elastic and put my phone in it. And it kind of holds it better. Before, I was knocking the phone off and knocking the scanner around and everything. So this adds just a bit more security, and the elastic really doesn't get in the way of pressing the buttons on the phone. So I'm going to take the device tray, and I'm going to put it in the first two holes. And you have some little snaps at the bottom that you, when you push the lid or the device tray back and tilt it, it locks into two notches at the bottom. And there are four of those that work with the different device tray settings, if you know, as far as you want to pull it back or forward. They say you can do that to zoom, but I find that at least on my phone, the first set at the from the back coming forward, the first set puts it closest to it, and it works just fine. I don't have any aim problems with that. That's why I don't put the stops on there, because I find that I can just take my phone and put it up on that tray, and with it in the first set of tabs there, it works just fine. I can center it, and that elastic that I put on there also helps to center the device. You don't really need to do anything. I pulled a piece of elastic up toward the handle. There's a handle hole. When I first saw this tray on the device tray, it's got a little handle. For what reason, I don't know, because you couldn't carry it or anything by that, but I guess you can move it with that little handle. There's a handle hole, and I thought it was the hole that you aim through or shoot through, but you don't. You position your ledge on the in the hole so that your phone peeks over the top edge of the device. So anyway, I'm going to put my phone in here and center it. And I've got the page that tells how to set it up. Well, no, I don't, but I'm going to. I've got the page that tells how to set this thing up in the back. And I've got it positioned on the document tray, and it's stiff enough that it holds. I guess they designed it that way. I'm going to unlock my phone first. I put it in there first. That elastic may get in the way a bit of unlocking the phone, but it doesn't get in the way of using the KNFB reader to make everything legal and sound.
Take picture of the
dot. So I'm going to put it on the front.
Take back button. Take picture of the document and read the text button. Right and bottom edges are visible, rotated 1 degree clockwise.
Now that was a field of view report, so we don't want that. But I'm going to slide it a little more left to line that up.
Back button. Take picture. Printed setup instructions, page 1 of 2 setup instructions can also be found online at www.scanjig.com. Instructions video, www.scanjig.com. Video for a braille formatted file, email info at scanjig.com. ODUP description, eScanjig is designed for easy tactile positioning of both a smart
device. For anyone in the world who wants to know, it's 10 p.m. where I am. So.
I set up, the stand holds smartphones or tablets in a vertical portrait orientation and an angle, i.e. the device's touch screen interface is facing the user. The stand can also hold a document in TME vertical portrait orientation and angle directly behind the smartphone or tablet. E-device holder can be adjusted to position your device's rear lens to point directly at the center of the
And as you can see, it read that just fine.
Your phone or tablet can easily be placed in the same spot for each subsequent lock screen.
There you have it. If you want one of these things, go to Amazon or go to ScanJig and get the ScanJig Pro.
Screen off.
And enjoy.